Okay, I know we are coming into back to school life for all of us with children out there, and I am all about something that makes your life easier or your life as a parent easier or helps kids get their vitamins or their nutrients easier. So let me tell you about something today called Little Critters. So it's back to school time, and this is one of my secrets for back to school. And between backpack browsing and outfit arranging, there is a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routines. And that is Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. So my kids think they're eating fun, delicious gummy bears, all while they're actually getting their essential nutrients for their health and development. I will never tell them that part. Little Critters is a pediatrician recommended kids multivitamin gummy brand and a super yummy way to start the school year. So if you guys want to find an easier way to get kids their vitamins starting this school year, because we already have a million other things to worry about, shop now. Back to school season can be stressful on families. With all of the changing schedules, with practices and after school activities, it seems like everyone is constantly on the run. Let me tell you about something that will ease your mind with all the craziness of family. Life 360 is a family connection and safety app that lets you track your family members' locations in real time, so you can better coordinate, communicate, and keep track of everyone's comings and goings throughout the day. My kids, of course, are too young to have cell phones, but when they do, one day down the road, we will be using Life 360. But I've gotten familiar with the Life 360 app, and one of my favorite features is the Place Alert. Life 360 Place Alert notifications let you know when they arrive and when they leave a location, like school, practice, a friend's house, or the bus stop. You can stay connected without constantly bugging them. Life 360 has your family's back when they're on the road with all things like crash detection, emergency dispatch, roadside assistance, and driver report cards, which are perfect for those freshly licensed drivers. Coordinate the chaos of the back-to-school season with Life 360. Visit life360.com or download the app today and use code LIVINGFULLY to get 1 month of the gold package free, plus 15% off all tiles. That's life360.com, code LIVINGFULLY. Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey y'all, I'm Mallory and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I am thrilled to bring back this guest today. Amy is on the podcast. Amy Migdalia, Amy Williams, whatever you want to call her. She saved my life at one point in time, and she's the closest thing to me, to Jesus and the devil all at the same time, because she tells me I can't eat things that I really want to eat. Way closer to Jesus. So, Amy and I have been friends for a really long time because we met at Sean's rehearsal dinner.
We did.
8 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
It's really crazy. And here's the thing. Here's why I think that God, Amy is a big, influence in my spiritual life also as well. And I totally think it is a God thing that we met, that we had whatever random conversations we must have been having around that time.
I don't even remember.
Because I'm like, why did I call you whenever I had gestational diabetes? Why did I start reaching out to Amy? Because you weren't an NTP at that time. Now, Amy is an NTP, which if you don't know what an NTP is, it's a nutritional therapy practitioner. And Amy knows all things like healing your life and living your best life through nutrition. And it's life-changing. Don't ask me. Ask other people online that you may follow. Natalie Kennedy and Julia Havens. And like, there are so many people that love Dee Dee Rad. There's so many people now that are working with Amy, and it's like been life-changing. But Amy and I started working together when I went down the rabbit hole of diabetes. And I can still remember the confidence when you were like, you can change this. You can change some of this stuff that they're diagnosing you with and that they're telling you, like, there's no way except for medicine. And you were like, you have got to try diet first. And you made a big difference initially, but where we really, really went all in was when I was dealing with significant health issues between Shepherd and Sunday. I'd had 4 miscarriages. I was having constant nosebleeds, could not figure out what was going on. I was on metformin. I was having blood sugar issues. I was 30 pounds overweight. And Amy just, that's when you really took the bull by the horns and you were like, you have got to do this. So that's when I started the Amy way of like eating. And you guys see the outcome on my Instagram stories or like YouTube or whatever you watch every day. It's Sunday because I had a completely successful, healthy pregnancy.
Yep.
I had, Shepherd was in the NICU. He couldn't regulate his own blood sugar. No. I was on insulin that whole pregnancy. And then Sundays was night and day different. Yep. And the only thing that I changed were these things that Amy guided me to change. So that's in a nutshell just what Amy has done for me in my life. And so I'm really excited to bring her back onto the podcast.
Well, I'm excited to be on here. Thank you for having me. Truly an honor and a privilege. And I can't take credit for everything. You know, the Lord creates life. So
yes.
I can't take credit for that. But I am a firm believer, like you said, in using food as medicine to help the body restore back to balance.
Yeah.
Because what people don't realize is that the body is always trying to get back to homeostasis, mm-hmm. which is just a fancy word for back to balance, back to equilibrium. But the things that we do, whether it's our diet, what we eat, what we drink, our stress levels, our environment, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, those things hinder the body's ability to heal.
Yeah.
And so I had to convince Mallory to get out of her own way. And I also think, to your credit, all the medical professionals around you told you that there was no way mm-hmm. that this could be reversed, mm-hmm. right? So when you have doctors who have gone to medical school and have years and years of experience telling you that the only way that you can regulate your blood sugar is being on medication, and here you have your friend who is not even an NTP yet. That's what people don't even realize. I had this knowledge and I just needed the credentials mm-hmm, behind my name. Mm-hmm. And you really took a chance on me, which I'm grateful for. You're like, well,
it worked.
Kind of sounds crazy, right? I'm going to listen to this girl. She's not even certified.
I don't know. Like, you know what, though? I never felt that. I never questioned that. Like, I went straight to you. But also, you gave me a confidence that this path was going to work for me.
Yeah.
And you know, those doctors didn't give me the confidence. They kind of went into, and I, this is not saying anything bad about doctors
or the medical
community, but I do think it's like, why is nutrition and living a more well lifestyle not the first resort?
Well, we can't put all the blame on them because they're not taught it in medical school.
Yeah.
So current education for doctors in medical school is 0 hours of nutrition.
Yeah, which is wild.
So their education is essentially diagnosing and prescribing.
Yeah.
And so we're really missing the mark on the education mm-hmm. piece in medical school. Mm-hmm. And I wish doctors were given that education mm-hmm. and training, mm-hmm. But they're not. And so when they're not utilizing it in their practice. And that's not all doctors. There are doctors out there who are getting it right, who are recommending dietary and lifestyle changes. But the ones who don't have the education and they don't have the training, they don't see it firsthand.
Yeah.
And in the 3 years that I've launched my business, we have worked with and helped with almost 1,000 people. And we see it. Mm-hmm. Like, we see the power that nutrition has on healing the body and restoring the body. And I'm not just talking about, like, in your case, it was miscarriages, not really fertility issues because you've never had issues getting pregnant, but keeping the pregnancy. But we have seen women who struggle to get pregnant, get pregnant. We have seen people who are diagnosed with leukemia or cancers have their blood work come back in normal ranges. We've seen people with IBS, IBD, Crohn's put it into remission. We've seen autoimmune conditions get reversed. We've seen people come off blood pressure medications, off anxiety medications, depression medications. I mean, this is real stuff. Like, we're on the front line, so we're not just saying this to say that it works. Like,
these are from your clients.
Our clients and our group program students, we see it every single day. And we have story after story after story. And right now we're in the process of trying to compile those stories. And every single time I don't know why I'm surprised or amazed, but it's just, it's unbelievable to me that something so basic could have that much of an impact. Mm-hmm. But not surprising because we have gotten so far away from eating real food.
You know, I saw something on social media yesterday pop up that said, is it not so wild that we as a society have gotten so out of whack with our eating that we now think eating whole foods is a diet? We call it a diet.
Yes.
Like the Whole 30 or like that, like we call that a diet that we've become so conditioned to eating another way. It's really wild.
Well, you know, and I think to that point, when you are eating McDonald's, Taco Bell, and gas station food, nobody says anything to you. But the minute you start eating steak, potatoes, broccoli, salads, people are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And really, that should be flipped. Mm-hmm. If we care about our family and our friends, we should be saying, what are you doing when you're eating the carnival food, the gas station food,
and the fast food? All the things that I
like. Exactly. That's when we should say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because that's not doing anything for your body. It's not serving you and it's not fueling you. And in fact, down the road, it will make you sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, we've been so conditioned that like eating fast foods, ultra processed foods should be the norm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get comments that your children must be deprived because you don't give them Goldfish and Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, since when is feeding our children fake food a deprivation? We should be depriving them of poisonous things.
Yeah.
Like you're not going to send your kid outside and say, go touch that poison ivy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but in the dietary world, that we really do come up against a lot of backlash in that regard. That like somehow I'm depriving myself, my family, my clients, or our group students of living life because they can't have X, Y, Z.
When in fact it's opposite.
When it's the opposite. The complete opposite. Mm-hmm. Because once you figure it out, you can live life to the fullest.
Yeah.
And your quality of life is far beyond what you can imagine. And then you come to realize that how you felt before, you didn't really feel that good.
Yeah.
And then when you get to that point of feeling really good, you realize.
I remember that shift.
I feel like crap.
I remember that shift for me. It was really, really hard in the beginning. It was really, really hard. It was really hard for me for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. I am addicted to sugar. The addiction that I have to sugar, it feels like the addiction that I had to medications at one point in time in my life. It feels the same. It feels like an emergency. Yep. I have to have this or I'm going to die. It feels like animal, like I'm an animal that like needs something. Yes. And I'm like, that's an addiction. And when I cut that sugar out in particular, it was very, very, very hard for me. I did not cut out coffee in the beginning, but I would much have rather cut out like caffeine than sugar because sugar was very hard for me. And I felt really awful and I was really mad.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And same withdrawals that you would have from drugs, people have from sugar and caffeine.
But then when it tips the scale, when it gets to like, it's like you start out and you're 80% it's bad and 20% it's good. And then it's like 70% it's bad, 30% it's good. And then it's like when it tips to where you feel a little bit better than you do like bad for all of the in quote unquote lack from your former life. That is when that becomes the fuel that drives you.
Absolutely.
And you have to get past that point. And like sometimes it's 6 weeks and sometimes it's 8 weeks. Sometimes
people don't realize that too. When they go from like a lifestyle that's damaging their health to a healthier lifestyle, in the beginning, you're going to feel worse.
Yeah.
Then you like it, and it can take some time.
Yeah.
Some people it's 6 to 8 weeks. Some people it can be several months. Mm-hmm. Like, it depends on the level of damage you're dealing with prior to making these changes. And that's why we encourage people, you have to stick with it.
Yeah.
And just to get like a little bit sciencey, when people are losing weight or getting healthy, they can feel bad in the beginning because they're losing fat in adipose tissue. Toxins are stored in adipose tissue in the body.
Wow,
so when you release fat, you're also releasing toxins as well. So your body's also dumping a lot of stuff at the same time that'll make you feel like crap.
Yeah.
But eventually it, you know, cycles through that and you start to feel better and better and better. And the body's like, yes, keep doing this.
I know that. That is a helpful piece of information because when your body's feeling like that, if you can feel like it's like toxins leaving the body, that might feel a little bit better than like I'm starving to death.
Correct.
You know, thinking of it like that. So I like that. Okay. I start this the podcast with this question every podcast. Who in your life helps you live your life most fully and why?
Lord.
I knew you were going to say that. And I
Mallory knows that my faith in Jesus is the most important thing in my life. And without him, I would be nothing and have nothing. So that is the one thing that fuels me, because as a Christian, my goal is to make him known and to share, you know, Christ's love with other people. So I do what I do because of him. And, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that it's in the Old Testament, and it talks about our ability to do things and the things that we have. And when people get to a certain point, the Bible's like, you know, don't forget who gave you the ability to do X, mm-hmm. Y, Z. Like, it comes from mm-hmm. me. And so I am always very reverent of the fact that, like, where I'm at today is all due to him. Like, the fact that I have the ability to educate people mm-hmm. about health comes from him. The fact that I have the ability to help people restore their health comes from him. The fact that I have a brain to be able to comprehend all this stuff comes from him, you know? So it's the Lord all the way. He's the MVP of the Williams household.
That is unbelievable. And you know what I just realized? You're the first person that has said that of any of my podcast guests.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Well, yeah, it's really
Team
awesome.
Jesus, baby.
Team Jesus. When you started talking about your brain, I was like, oh, yeah, by the way, Amy's also an attorney. Like,
oh, yeah.
Don't like, yeah, we forget a lot of these facts about Amy, that she is very intelligent and very I really love your background, and like that you have done all of these other things, but you chose this as your career despite all of the years of school that you went to do something else.
You know, I would add in that it was probably more the Lord than my choice.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know, my husband is a professional athlete. And when we got married, he was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs at the
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 months after we got married, I was studying for the bar exam. And I'd gone to school to be an attorney, but I also got my MBA because I wanted to be this high-powered
corporate
attorney.
You got your
MBA? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be like suits. You know, like I have worked my tail off. I've made good grades. I'm graduating with honors. Like I'm going to, you know, work at a big law firm and make all this money, this, that, and the other. And I'm studying for the bar exam, and I find out that I'm pregnant with our first child. And it rocked me. I cried. I wasn't happy. I was like, I'm not ready. I'm supposed to work. Like, all these years of schooling has gone down the drain. Yeah. What am I going to do? And my husband is the complete opposite. He was like so excited. Mm-hmm. He wanted kids on the honeymoon. Like, he loves kids. Like,
Nick Williams is one of my favorite people on the earth also,
hysterical.
By the way.
He
is so funny. He is the funniest comedian you've ever listened to, funny. Like,
literally.
He is hilarious.
He's so funny.
And such a good vibe. He and you, like, you guys have laid hands on me, like, in my home praying over me. He's also just such, like, a godly man. And
he's
a
gentle giant.
He is a gentle giant. Because Nick Williams is also, you look at Amy, who's 5'2", and, like, teeny tiny like me.
6'5", and over 300
pounds. 6'5", and 300. I love it.
But, yeah, so it... That really rocked my world. And after many discussions, after I took the bar exam, by the time that I found out that I had passed, I was already like 4 or 5 months along, because it takes time for you to get your results. And at that point, I looked at him and I'm like, I don't want to go to work to pay somebody to raise our kids.
Mm.
And so I made the really tough decision to stay at home and give up my career.
Before you even started it.
Before I even started it. I'd worked at law firms and clerked at firms throughout law school. And had different jobs, you know, in college. But yeah, before I'd even started my legal career.
And
that was hard.
Did you feel like, were you excited to start your legal career at that point in time?
Yeah. We didn't have children. So I felt like, okay, like this is my time. And I had student loans. Hello. So I'm like, I'm going to make some money to pay off these mm-hmm. loans and get out of this mm-hmm. debt.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a tough time because also, and I'm not sure if you or anybody in your audience has encountered this, but when you're somebody, when you're a woman who has gone to school and you have high level degrees, the expectation is that you work.
Mm-hmm.
So to make the decision to stay at home would be a waste of your talent. Mm-hmm. And so I was really at the time going against the grain, because this was almost 10 years ago. And so I got a lot of flack for it in the beginning. Like, what do you mean you're staying at home? You're not working. And I felt the Lord saying, your time will come. Hmm. But right now, it is you need to be at home with your children. Mm-hmm. And so I sacrificed that. And I'm not saying that it was an easy thing to do. There were times when Nick would come home and I'm like, you are living out your dream. And I am at home with the kids.
Changing these diapers.
Yes. And I used to joke. I'm like, I'm an attorney and I change diapers for a living. But, you know, the world, and that's why my faith is so important and why the Lord is so integral in my life, because the world will try to tell you who you are and where your identity lies.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, sister, your identity is not in a career or a job or even in motherhood. Your identity lays and rests solely in Christ. And so when I finally understood that fully, I didn't care. I was like, I'm a stay-at-home mom and I'm living my best life.
I love it.
And truly, I would not have traded those years ever. And you were really the catalyst for me to go to and get my certification, because I had been helping friends and family mm-hmm. members for years, really passionate about health and wellness, but I just didn't have the credentials. And while we were working together, I was like, I told my husband, I think I'm just going to go back to school. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I just feel like I'm supposed to. And he's like, okay. Okay. I mean, he'll support anything I do.
Yes, he will.
And then this was born. And honestly, the Lord's hands have been in it, because I actually cannot imagine working in a law mm-hmm. firm and billing, mm-hmm. you know, hundreds of hours. And that would be a nightmare.
It would be a totally different life.
It would be a totally different life. And I would hate it, and I would resent it, and I would be miserable. And I have friends and colleagues from law school who are attorneys, and they're like, yeah, we hate it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, by the way, you did the right thing.
Thank you, Lord, for, you know, we don't always understand why doors close. But it's like that picture, you know. There's this picture, I've sent it to clients before.
With Jesus and the bear?
The bear. Mm-hmm. The teddy bear. Mm-hmm. Where Jesus is taking the little teddy bear from the child, because he's got this big, all huge teddy mm-hmm. bear behind his back that he wants to give. And so that has been, now I'm like, ooh, rejection is God's protection.
Yeah,
it is. I don't care. I'm like, you know what, Lord, if you're closing this door, it's for a reason. And I trust you, because you have always provided. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, you'll never leave me and you'll never forsake me.
Yeah.
And so it's been so evident throughout my entire life. Yeah. How could I ever question it?
Yeah. So I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, did you ever doubt your faith? Was your faith in God, like, ever, did it ever waver? Did you ever doubt the existence of God? And I was there. It was so evident in my life
that
it was undeniable. And that is just something that my relationship with God was different at different points in time. I've questioned him. When I was going through those miscarriages, I'm like, why in the world would you do that? When my sister lost her baby, I'm like, why would you take a baby? What, you know? But I was always like straight to him, whether I didn't understand something, whether I was celebrating something. It's like, it was just evident. It was, and you know what I like about what, I didn't actually know that part of your story. I knew that all of your, that you had chosen not to go down the path of law. But I didn't know the order of events. I didn't know that, like, you were pregnant with Eliana. I didn't know you struggled like that. But you know what I like about what you just said? You said that it was really hard in the beginning. Like, of course, it's like you pass your bar exam and you're 5 months pregnant and you're just like, you can't start at a law firm and just be like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to be gone in a few months.
First
like,
of all, I wouldn't hire me. And that's what I told my husband. I'm like, listen, I am not about to go look for a job right now, because I mean, who would hire me? And rightfully so.
Unfortunately, but you know,
like, rightfully so.
That's the reality.
I wouldn't hire me if, like, it's going to take time to train me. And then by the time I'm done being trained, I have to take a maternity leave. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it would be fair to that law firm for me to wait.
Yeah.
After I had this child.
And thank goodness you did. Even like you pushed through, like we pushed through with nutrition, where it's like the abyss and you just like feel terrible and you're doubting yourself and you're like, is this even going to work?
Right.
And you pushed through that in a different way. And like, look at your life on the other side. That is a beautiful story. And like, what a testament to just like having faith in the grander plan.
That's right.
Because it is way better. It's the bigger bear.
As you know, like, not working for a law firm and starting my own business does give me the freedom and flexibility to still spend time with my kids and do what I love.
So tell me about what you're doing now. So when we last talked, it was 2021. You were getting your NTP and now you have it. So tell me about Restore Your Health and your businesses now, because they are different than they were 3 years ago.
So 3 years ago, it was just me and one other girl who was really helping me with my kids. She was helping me with the kids. I had torn my Achilles in 2020.
I forgot about that.
And so in 2021, I was rehabbing it to like walk again, run again, work out again. And so she was really there to help me with my kids.
Amaris,
but,
right?
Yes, Amaris.
Yeah. Amaris.
And I was like, hey, you know, the kids are in school. And while they're there, like, maybe you can help me with some business stuff. Mm-hmm. And she helped me create the first website. Mm-hmm. And we were... It was just me. I was working with one-on-one clients, a handful at the time. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, it's grown so much more. So we still do work with one-on-one clients in a very limited capacity. Mm-hmm. But we launched a group style program that's more affordable.
Yeah.
Because working one-on-one is expensive.
Yeah.
And not everybody has the finances for that. So we worked really hard in the first year of business to essentially put everything that I do with a one-on-one client in an online do-it-yourself mm-hmm. setting where we take a group of people through 8 weeks of it. We do live Zoom Q&A calls with them, like, but they still do it themselves.
Yeah.
And then we have a couple of memberships on the horizon. A membership that I'm really excited about is called Root, and it will be a lab testing and protocol membership because one of the biggest pieces of feedback that we get is that people can't find functional providers to run comprehensive labs.
Even in Nashville.
Anywhere.
I
mean, anywhere. Your run-of-the-mill PCP is running basic labs.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Like, for example, if you were wanting to get your thyroid checked with your PCP, they're not running a full thyroid panel.
They're doing like a what?
They're running TSH.
Yeah.
But TSH is thyroid stimulating hormone. It's not a thyroid hormone. Huh. That's what stimulates thyroid hormone.
Yeah.
So you've got to look at T3. You've got to look at T4. You've got to look at antibodies. Like,
huh.
But most PCPs either are not trained in these other lab markers or insurance doesn't cover it, so they don't order it. There's a bunch of factors at play. So we now have the ability to order those functional comprehensive labs. And so we want people to have access to that.
That's great. So that's a membership.
So that's membership.
Root.
Yes, that will launch later this year. And then we have our Healthy Swap Indexes, which I absolutely love because that is like the easiest thing that you can do to kickstart your health journey. Like if you can't hire us right now to help you, the easiest thing you can do is purchase our Healthy Swap Index. Mm-hmm. And it is, the master is 120 pages long. And it has.
It is extremely extensive.
Extensive. We spent 2 years making this. And it really was born, again, from friends and family asking me, hey, what's that Healthy Swap for the kids Lunchable? Or what's that Healthy Swap for the goldfish? I don't want to get the kids goldfish. Or what's the Healthy Swap for your cleaning products or whatever? So the index is really subdivided into the master, I should say. You can also buy them separately if you don't want to buy the whole thing. But the master includes a healthy food swap section, which is swaps for your fridge, freezer, and pantry. A healthy home index where you can see swaps for every room in your house. Your kitchen, your living room, your bedroom, your bathroom, your garage, your medicine cabinet. There's a healthy kid swap index now that's added to the master. And that was a labor of love last year. So we have everything in there from diapers, wipes, snacks, bottles, cribs, mattresses, bedding, clothing, diaper balm. I mean, just so many things. I can't even think of all the categories. And then in the master that's not in the other ones, there's an additional healthy mom section for pregnancy and postpartum and a healthy supplement section with all of my favorite reputable supplement brands.
And this is when she says 120 pages and you're like, how in the world can that be 120 pages? That is just how extensive this list is. And I've seen like early versions of this list and I've seen like Amy continues to update these.
Yes,
because
we update it
annually. A lot of times these companies will get bought out by another company and they'll change their ingredients. And like, you ain't going to change your ingredients under Amy's watch. Nope. She'll pull you right off that list.
Yes. So we take it down at the end of every year and we spend, you know, the next several months updating it. And then we also find new brands. I mean, I have a note on my phone and there's probably over 100 new products that I've found that I either see in the store or online.
Yeah.
And I make a little note like, add this bar to this section.
Yeah.
Add this cologne to this section or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because I just want to provide healthier options. Mm-hmm. I realize not everybody's going to be perfect. And nobody ever will be, myself included. But if we can make these small changes, they do add up over time.
Yes, they do. Well, what I really like about the if you're starting with the index, so many people are like, I want to do this, but I don't know what to do. That is the number one thing.
Starting point.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know what to eat. I don't know. Like, what do you do? Because you can't just walk into Whole Foods and just assume everything's in there is healthy anymore.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Because you can't walk into any grocery store and assume that. And that's something that we teach extensively on.
Look at the ingredients.
With our clients and our group program and even on free content that I'm posting. Read your labels. I don't want to just give you the swap. Don't give the man a fish, teach him how to fish. Yeah. I really, really, really extensively teach how to read labels with our clients and with our students, because I want everyone to have the confidence of going into the grocery store, no matter where they're at, turning a box or a bag around and knowing whether I would approve of it or not.
Yeah. And it's hard. It's hard to learn to do that, because even me, I worked with you one-on-one. I was the first,
friends and family,
I was the first one-on-one client. And then poor Amy, I like throw Amy into the deep end by starting to talk about Amy and how Amy's changed my life and all. And then all these floods of people are like, well, I want to work with Amy. And Amy's like, whoa, 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 guys.
I'm only one person. I want to help everybody.
Yes. And now you found a way to do that. But it's something that even I will go into the grocery store after having the benefit of working directly with someone like you, it's still hard for me to be like, well, what is the oil? I can't do sunflower oil. I can't sometimes I went in Whole Foods and I was trying to find a healthy pretzel when I decided, okay, I'm picking back up the way that I ate with Amy. I could not find a healthy pretzel. And then I read 9 bags and I was like, I can't, well, I guess we can't eat pretzels.
Correct. And sometimes it is like that. Sometimes you will go into the grocery store and the grocery store near you might not have a healthy swap. And that's when you're like, well, I got to find something else.
Okay, I guess they got meat and vegetables and fruit.
Exactly. But, to your defense, every year these companies get slicker and slicker.
Yeah,
because
it says organic and it has like a beautiful olive tree on the front.
Right, exactly.
And it says like non-GMO, organic, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, perfect.
Right. So you think you're doing a good job and you're making a good
choice.
Cane
sugar sunflower oil in everything.
Right. That's the biggest thing is like there's a lot of marketing on the front and that's what hooks people because they hear, oh, organic is better. So they look at a box and they think, well, this is organic, so it must be good. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I teach. I'm like, listen, I want you to ignore everything that you see on the front of a package. Mm-hmm. Ignore it. Even if it's a can of beans, ignore it. Turn that thing around and read the ingredients because some people will just get fooled. I had this, a few weeks ago, can of tomatoes, and it said organic tomatoes, and they went ahead and purchased it. And I said, well, what are the ingredients? She's like, well, what do you mean, what are the ingredients? It's organic tomatoes. I said, no, flip it around. You can't assume that just because the front says organic tomatoes that there's only organic tomatoes. And sure enough, there were additives. It wasn't just organic tomatoes. Now, there are brands where the ingredient is just organic tomatoes, but without flipping it around and actually looking at the ingredients,
you
have no idea. And so, yes, we do a lot of education. We do have a free resource that we created for everybody.
Yeah.
It is called Sneaky Ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
10 ingredients that you should always avoid on a food label. And you can get that at www.amymigdalia.com.
And that's
/... Sneaky Ingredients.
And that is a freebie that you guys can get from listening to this podcast.
Yes.
Too. So that's great. Those are great places to start. And a lot of times when you are trying to do something good for yourself or you're trying to make a change in your life, the devil will get right in the way and you will make a million excuses. But you know what's really, really easy? Like looking at an ingredient list and just making a better choice.
Yes.
At the end of the day, the way that you train your clients, and I know it's all bio-individual. Mine was bio-individual, and we'll talk about that. But it really is simplifying
Absolutely.
The way that you eat.
Very, very simple.
It really is easier. Not only is it going to save you from, health issues probably down the road, and you're going to feel night and day better, but it really is eating the way that, we should eat is not complicated.
It's not. And that's what I tell people. I'm like, I don't have a magic sauce or secret to tell y'all. The answer is eat real food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that can confuse some people, right? Because we've gotten so far away from what real food is that people are confused about it now. And we really should not be confused about what real food is. But I don't I don't fault people because they just don't know.
Yeah.
But the way that I like to explain it to demystify it for people is to eat from the farm to the fork. So whatever you would find on the farm, so your animals, like your chickens, your cows, your pigs, stuff like that, or your vegetables, your leafy greens, your fruits, like if it grew in the ground or it grew on a tree or it was an animal on the farm, that is real food in its unadulterated state. And an example I like to use is like a sweet potato. A sweet potato is a real whole food. A sweet potato cracker is not a real whole food. There ain't no cracker trees outside or cracker bushes that you're pulling crackers from. So that's how you can tell the difference, right?
That's funny.
You have a sweet potato. That's a real whole food. You have a sweet potato cracker. What did we have to do to get to the cracker? Well, we had to take the sweet potato, we had to process it, refine it down, add other ingredients, and now it's turned into a completely different item. It's so that's no longer processed. A sweet potato. That would be considered ultra processed.
Okay.
Where we have a brand new product that might have a whole food ingredient in it, but it is no longer a whole food.
Yes.
And I do caution people, like, I'm all about the healthy swaps. But keep in mind that the healthy swap for the cracker, the chip, the soda, and the chocolate
is still
a cracker, but chip, soda, and chocolate.
You did. I did eat all of those things, but I also predominantly was eating
real
whole food.
Yes.
But I was eating Simple Mills crackers, and I was drinking milk, and I was eating the Lesser Evil popcorn, and I was, you know, there were, and the Primal Kitchen sauces and stuff like that. So those swaps definitely
were
added, and they helped. And they felt like, it just didn't feel like deprivation. Because I do think that, like, naturally, you want to eat healthy. You like to eat healthy food.
I love it.
Naturally, I would like to go to the 7-Eleven and get trolley gummies.
We're working on that, guys.
I would like to drink a lemon shake up and eat a corn dog instead of eating
this
kale.
Is a mindset issue, though.
It is, but it's also like, I just really like that food. But you know what I like better? The way that I feel when I'm not eating that food.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, walking, and thank you for explaining like what all you have under the umbrella, because, and I love it that the name is Restore, because it's like, it's Restore.
Yes.
That's the way that we were, if you're lucky enough to be a healthy person, the way that God created you and your body is good.
Yep.
And then we wreck it.
We wreck it. That's exactly right.
We're going to do some things over on Instagram where we're going to talk about healthy swaps, and I hope we can go through the grocery store and we can be like, if you are Amy and you're going through the grocery store, what are you grabbing?
Yep.
Because sometimes the thing that's standing between people and like the thing, especially like working moms and people that don't have a lot of time, they're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to eat. And they don't feel like they have time to read all the ingredients. So maybe we'll like take you through a grocery trip today and show you exactly what we would grab, because it is helpful. It's helpful for me whenever I watch you cooking, because I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. I wouldn't have thought to make the scramble that way, or I wouldn't have thought to make that hash thing, or whatever you're making, you know?
Or making blistered tomatoes with feta. And
yes, that was Amy's idea.
I'm like, oh, yes.
I was like, okay, I've got the fish, or I've got this. And I was like, well, I can't think of what to eat on the side. And you were like, just this, or this, or this. And I was like, and Amy and I cook the same. Once we get an idea, we don't have to have a recipe or anything. Like, we just throw it together. And it was like amazing. Those blistered tomatoes with feta and herbs and good olive oil. It was
and
just
garlic. Ugh.
Excellent.
That is one thing that you and I do bond over is cooking.
Cooking.
And that is something that is so transformative for your health, right? Because I can also teach you how to eat out in a healthy way, but at the end of the day, you still don't have control over every single ingredient that they're using, right? What oil they're cooking it in, additives, sourcing of stuff. So even like with our best efforts, eating out will not be perfect.
As good as cooking at home.
Right.
Yeah.
So I also encourage people, if you want to transform your health, start cooking at home as much as possible.
Yeah.
Because
and get out of your own way with cooking, because cooking is not complicated.
It is
really not complicated. I've told people that for a long time before we were talking about cooking in a health aspect. Cooking is such a gift to your family and to yourself. And cooking feels very laborious to a lot of people.
Because
and
they think it takes a lot of time. But you can brown ground beef in literally
2 seconds.
5 minutes. Yes. And that is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
I can brown ground beef in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you can cook eggs,
chop an
feta,
onion
and
30 seconds.
In 3 minutes instead of going through the drive-thru at Starbucks and getting the egg bites, which takes 14 minutes.
Well, and let's talk about that for a second, because people also think that being healthy or eating healthier is more expensive. And I push back on that.
Yeah.
I saw the other day that the cost of a drive-thru Burger King meal was like a Whopper, fries, and a drink was $15. I can buy a pound of ground beef at the store, mm-hmm. a box of spinach, an onion, and some siete tortillas for $15
and feed your
or $20 and feed the entire family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, but again, it requires you to actually take the ingredients mm-hmm. and cook it at home. And so I think people think, A, it's going to be more expensive when in fact it is not. It is so much cheaper and health is the things that you need to do to be healthy will save you money mm-hmm. every single time. It's cheaper and it doesn't take as long as people think. I think mm-hmm. that's the thing. They think mm-hmm. it's going to be so mm-hmm. laborious and it's going to take me 2 hours and all these steps to prepare. And my meals are so simple. So simple.
Yeah. I think people overcomplicate it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. I think that so much about this, in my experience in doing this, is shifting mindset.
Yes.
And I think, and this is what we talk about in the Living Fully podcast and just in Living Fully in general, this is your one life.
Yep.
Here it is. You're in it. You're probably smack dab in the middle of it. And you can control the direction of a lot of parts of your life. Amen. The way that you feel, the way that your family eats. You always say, like, pay for it now or pay for it later, like with your health, you know?
Yep.
And I believe that there is a big link with living fully and the way that you train people to eat, because I saw it in my own life.
Yep.
And you've said that to me. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk a little bit about that today, because when I tend to take on a new way of eating or being or something, it's because I've been inspired to do that.
That's
it's
right.
Because I feel like I want what they have. I want to feel like she says she feels. I want my skin to look like hers looks. I want my hair to grow. I want to be able to carry a healthy pregnancy. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because we've talked about this before, because that helped me shift my mindset. When I stopped looking at it as, well, you're taking this away and it's deprivation. And why do I have to do this? And why am I having these miscarriages? Why do I have to eat a certain way to maintain blood sugar to carry a pregnancy and nobody else does? I had to shift the mindset to, like, this, well, this is my cross to bear, you know, having some blood sugar issues. But that was the catalyst that got me over the hump, that got me eating this way. And I felt like a different person.
Yeah.
I felt like a totally different person. I lived life different when I was eating the way that you teach me to eat.
Absolutely. And it allowed you to live more fully.
It did.
And you and I have had conversations about this. The correlation between living fully and your health is huge. How can you live life fully when you don't have your health? When you wake up and you have no energy? When you try to work but there's brain fog? When you crash in the afternoon from extreme fatigue? When you have headaches, when you can't sleep, when you're anxious, depressed, worried, like those are not hallmarks of living fully. And so when I can restore somebody's health, I am now restoring the vitality of their life. Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about the brand Living Fully, is because what you're teaching people is you can experience this, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I tell people the same thing with Restore Your Health. You can restore your health. Mm-hmm. There is hope no matter where you're at in your health journey. It will require work and it will require change. But without your health, you can't live fully as a wife.
No.
You can't live fully as a mom. You can't live fully as a business owner. You can't live fully just in your job in general. You can't live fully for your family. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't do those things.
Yeah.
And ask anybody who's had any significant health issues and they'll tell you that.
And we're young. Ish.
Yes,
what's going to happen in 20 years?
Exactly.
You know, it's not going to go, it's not going to get better. Nope. It's going to get worse.
Exactly.
And you know, one of the biggest changes that I felt was in the morning. In the morning when before I started working with you, and I always generally feel good. I generally have felt good in my life. I feel happy every day, mostly.
Right.
Of course, I have situational things that will send me on a total spiral and I'll have to like get some help or like figure something. But I generally love life.
Yeah.
And I felt that always. When I started to like go through all those things, I can just remember the way that I felt in the morning. And it was different than the way that I used to feel. And I felt very tired. And my immediate like thought, instead of being like, here we go, like I'm so excited, here we get to do this today. And I'm
happy. It was dread.
It was like, I'm so tired and I feel so, it almost feels like you're hungover, but I mean, I've been sober for 10 years. I wasn't hungover. I was hungover from trolley gummies.
Please stop eating those.
No, I did. I started working with you, and I can just remember after like 6 weeks or so, the mental clarity, the joy, and the energy in the mornings.
And your productivity level too.
Yeah. As most of y'all know, I'm a mom to 3 young kids, and I know a lot of you guys are too. And the one thing we all use is diapers. That's why I want to tell you about how great Pampers Cruisers 360 is. Pampers Cruisers 360 is a must-have baby-proof diaper for your wild child. I don't know about your children, but Sunday, who is now 2, has figured out how to strap on and off her own diaper, but Pampers Cruisers 360 will fix that problem. Unlike ordinary taped diapers where babies can rip off the tape or the tabs, Cruisers 360 is tape-free and hence removal-proof and baby-proof. It has a 360-degree stretchy waistband that simply slides right on. Pampers Cruisers 360 keeps up with your wild child with up to a 100% leak-proof, gap-free fit. No matter how your baby moves, it's the ultimate baby-proof. Try Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. They're made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess, with Free and Gentle mess meets its match. Add Pampers Cruisers 360 and Free and Gentle Wipes to your cart or pick them up at your local grocery or big box store. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. If you've been wanting to learn a new language because you're traveling abroad and you want to experience that country beyond just the touristy spots, then Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can learn anywhere. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, by reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French to Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, and even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. Rosetta Stone has been around for 30 years and used by millions because it works. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's also an amazing value. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a limited time, Living Fully podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Let me tell y'all about something that my family has used for years. HelloFresh is a meal delivery service with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. From the planning, to the shopping, to the prep, to actually getting everyone to enjoy what you made, family dinners can be stressful. HelloFresh gets it. They make it easy by delivering fresh ingredients and picky eater-approved recipes right to your door each week. My pickiest eater would probably be my oldest child, Ford, and he even loves HelloFresh meals when we make them. Back to school season comes with a lot. It means shopping, after school activities, and a lot less free time. So skip the meal planning and grocery store runs with nutritious and delicious meals from HelloFresh. Y'all know that we are all about convenience and ease around here, and HelloFresh makes our lives so easy by making cooking enjoyable for the whole family. And let me tell you about a great offer that they are offering my listeners. For a limited time, kids eat free. So go to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids to unlock this exclusive offer. One free kids meal per box for 2 months while the subscription is active. That's free kids meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/livingfullykids. For sure, your productivity level. Because I would, everything was manufactured by caffeine. If I had energy, it was because I was drinking caffeine. Then it would drop. Then I'd drink caffeine again. Then it would drop. Then I'd drink caffeine again. Then I couldn't sleep at night. So it's like you get in this spiral and you've got to break
the cycle. But the way that you break the cycle is your mindset.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned earlier, I tell people, you can voluntarily pay for your health now or be forced to pay for your illness later. Mm-hmm. And the latter is way more expensive.
Yeah.
Not just financially, but quality of life.
And it's also like a burden on your children.
Exactly. Too. On your family members, somebody having to take care of you or drive you places. I mean, it can get bad. You know, we see it in the elderly population now. Alzheimer's, dementia, in nursing care facilities, hospital stays, on 15 plus medications just to
live.
Live, exactly.
If that's what living is.
And that's what I tell people. Because they're like, well, Amy, we're all going to die. What's the point? And I tell them, I'll tell you the point. I don't do this because I'm trying to add years to my life. I do this because I'm trying to add life to my years. And the quality of my life, however many years that may be, whatever the Lord blesses me with, matters to me. Because I know what it's like to feel good. Mm-hmm. So I want to be the 75-year-old woman who's still lifting mm-hmm. weights. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be bedbound yeah. or wheelchair ridden mm-hmm. or not have my mental health and clarity yeah. there. Like, that stuff matters.
Yeah.
And if I'm blessed to see grandchildren one day, I want to be able to live life with them
yeah.
to the fullest. Mm-hmm. Right? But if I don't have my health, yeah. you cannot live fully.
Yeah. I mean, here's Gary Irvin at 67 summoning Mount Everest for the third time.
First of all, he's unbelievable. I still have never met him, and I want to meet him.
He loves you from afar.
I love him from afar.
And my mom has always been a healthy person.
Yeah.
My mom, and I don't know where that came from, because, you know, they grew up poor.
Yeah.
And they grew up, you know, one of six kids, not necessarily from a family that was putting health first.
Right.
She's always been very just interested in health, and she's always eaten healthy. We did not have sugar in our home growing up.
Amazing.
Which is why I feel like I kind of went off the wagon whenever I could get an oatmeal cream pie at high school. I bought a lot of oatmeal cream pies because I was like, oh my gosh, they don't let us have these at home. Like, you know, it can go either way. But I see that now that they're almost 70 and they're on the floor playing with their grandkids, doing right. airplanes with their legs and summiting Mount Everest. And when I looked at my life, I was like, am I on track to do that?
No, you're not.
No. Because I'm not doing what they did.
Everybody has that pivotal moment. And that moment's going to look different for every single person. But you have to decide, today the buck stops with me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are also convinced that these conditions are genetic.
Yeah.
And I say, nope. Genes will load the gun, but diet and lifestyle yeah. will pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. A lot of this stuff is genetic to the extent that these are habits that are passed down yeah. from generation to generation.
Yeah.
So if you do come from a family with, you know, poor health habits, maybe they have weight issues and y'all ate a certain way as children, yeah. you're more likely to do that yeah. as an adult because that's what you learned.
Well, didn't Nick have bad patterns whenever we got married? I remember.
He used to eat a pound of Skittles. And I'm like, who eats a pound bag of Skittles? Yeah.
Yeah. Nick.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he married you.
And then he married me. And I've always been like health focused, but my idea of health in the past was aesthetics, right? Yeah. So if I looked at somebody from the outside, I was like, oh, they're healthy because yeah. of how they look. I have learned now that somebody can look amazing on the outside and be struggling mm-hmm. with their health on the yeah. inside. Mm-hmm. And that can manifest in different ways. Mm-hmm. So Nick on the outside, you know,
well, he's great
professional
NFL.
Athlete, yeah. like looks good, you know, in the peak of his career. And yeah, he's on the inside, you know, he's probably insulin resistant and all these things. And, but I didn't know all of that,
yeah.
you know, 10 years ago. So it's been neat to kind of, be able to continue to help him
yeah.
with his health, and he's healthier than he's ever been
yeah.
and going into year 12, which I mean, that
his position is
for his position is just unbelievable. Yeah. So testament to the Lord's kindness and mercy. But also I do think it's a testament to what he's done
yeah.
health-wise.
Agreed.
To reduce inflammation in his body and prevent injury and, you know, able to continue
yeah.
to play at such a high level, mm-hmm. even though his age,
yeah.
they look at him as grandpa on the team.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, you see his headlines about nutrition all the time.
Yep.
I still remember this interview he did years ago where he's like, you know, on a special occasion, I'll eat a tomato. Like, I guess it's a nightshade.
He's really, really, like, he is so
unbelievably strict. Yeah. And, like, you wonder how he can be his age. And like
because of that.
That is crazy. I mean, he's like yeah. the extreme of the extremes. But it's so fascinating.
But food fuels the body yeah. for all of those processes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for professional athletes or athletes in general, I mean, if you want to perform, you have to eat well.
Yeah.
You've got to eat the foods that mm-hmm. are going to help you perform. And I know
yeah.
you probably don't have a lot of professional athletes as listeners, but you
no,
know.
But I have people that want to perform.
Yes.
In their own lives. And I have a lot of close friends who are professional athletes.
Yeah.
And I will say,
Not all of them are strict or disciplined with their diets.
Almost all of them are pretty strict, though, or disciplined. Because at least the high-level ones. I mean, you look at our mutual friend, Sean, strict with her diet. Like, you know, and it just comes naturally, I think, because they know in order to perform at this level, be it the NFL or the Olympics or whatever it is you're doing, you have to have a body that works. Like,
absolutely. And it's got to fire on all cylinders, and it's got to work well. So, yes.
How do you fall off the wagon?
Define fall off the wagon. So, like, when you go on vacation. That definition is different for everybody.
So, here's me. When I fall off the wagon runs over me with all four wheels. I'm laying on the road, half dead, and the wagon completely leaves and goes to another state for me. And, like, I'm so all or nothing that, like, when I fall off the wagon, it ain't good.
Cracking up.
What is bad for you? Like, because I'm trying to ask the question of, what do you do on the days where you don't want to? Maybe it's exercise. What do you do on the days where you don't want to do it? What is it that gets you out of bed into the gym, or that gets you serving your kids?
The Lord.
A particular.
That's what gets me out of bed.
I love it.
But to your question, I am not somebody. Okay, so it sounds like your definition of falling off the wagon would be like just binging on things that are
binging
not
on bad
good.
Food.
I'm not a binge eater. My relationship with food is no relationship, which I think is where it should be. I'm not somebody who's thinking about food all day.
You're really lucky.
Well, you can get there. You can get there.
Even when I was working with you 6 months down the road, I thought of food all the time.
For me in particular, I'm not a binge eater. That doesn't mean that occasionally I don't indulge in things. Like, I love a good chip and dip. Mm-hmm. Like, love it, but I don't have it every day.
Yeah.
I don't have it every week. So, like, if we were on vacation and went to, like, a Mexican restaurant, I'll eat the chips and dip and not worry about it. But that's because, what are my daily rhythms and habits? That's what impacts your health.
Okay.
What your routine is and what you're doing every day, day in and day out, every week, week in and week out, that's what affects your health. It's not the annual vacation that you decided to have some chips and dip.
Yeah, that's going to give you diabetes.
Right. Mind you, even when I do vacation and I eat out, and this is helpful for everybody, I do stick to whole food options. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we were at the Mexican restaurant and I decided to have the chips and dip, I would also pair that with maybe some roasted vegetables and some fajitas that have onions and bell peppers. Like, I'm not, like, piling it on.
Yeah. Would you eat the tortilla?
It depends.
Yeah. Consistency is something that I struggle with. Mm-hmm. So I always say that to you about Natalie, because you and I, and our mutual friend is Natalie. I'm like, man, I really wish I could be consistent like her.
You do.
Like, I go up and down, and she just stays on it, you know? You got to want it for yourself, too.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's talk about, I want to talk about two more things before we close the podcast.
Okay.
And this is kind of a touchy subject, but it's one that I've heard you talk about before, and I think you have a really good point of view on, and that is pharmaceuticals, because we've talked about the medical community, and the medical community we are not demonizing today on the podcast, and I think that doctors are wonderful things.
Yes.
However, I do believe that as soon as you walk into a doctor's office, maybe there are certain things that, like, medication is the only option. Of course there are. We'll talk about those things. But talk to me about pharmaceuticals and about the steps that you should take maybe before going the route of a pharmaceutical in certain cases. Like, is there a case where you're like, oh, medicine is absolutely necessary? First case.
Yeah, so how I feel about pharmaceuticals, I don't think that they should be the first option. They should be the last resort, right? Because there's so many things that we can do preventatively to not even have to go on the medication to start with. Obviously, there are instances when we are thankful for those medications. Like, antibiotics can be life-saving, but the overuse and overprescription of them can be detrimental.
Yes.
Because it's detrimental to your gut, which is detrimental to your entire body. Antiparasitic medications can be very helpful for people who have parasitic infections. Or, I mean, just practically speaking, let's say somebody had thyroid cancer and had their thyroid removed. They're going to need to be on thyroid medication for their whole life.
Yeah.
So I'm not demonizing it in that sense. The part that I have the problem with is that when somebody goes into their provider saying, I don't have any energy, my hair's falling out, or, you know, I'm going to the toilet 10 times a day.
Yeah.
You know, just stuff like that. Or I have migraines or headaches. Mm-hmm. The standard of care is not to figure out why that person is dealing with it. The standard of care is, okay, you have IBS. Let me give you this medication. Yeah. Or you have migraines. Let me give you this medication. Or you have anxiety. Let me give you this medication. Mm-hmm. So the standard of care is diagnose, prescribe, diagnose, prescribe. And there's no thoughtful discussion. And that, again, that's not all doctors. There are some doctors out there that are getting it right.
Yeah.
But for the most part, what I've seen is there's no thoughtful discussion as to how somebody got there and what could be contributing to it. Because at the end of the day, those types of prescription medications are not a long-term solution for your anxiety, for your depression, for your sleep issues, for your blood sugar issues, right? These are Band-Aids.
Yeah.
And without getting to the root of your blood sugar issues or your anxiety issues, you'll be on that medication for life.
And you'll be on more and more.
You'll be on more and more and more because here's how medications work. And this is the other thing that people need to know. Medications are one mechanism of action. What does that mean? They are going to block or enhance a specific pathway, cell receptor, enzyme. And that is going to either cause a deficiency in an area of the body or an overabundance in an area of the body. Mm-hmm. And then that's where side effects ensue. So we had my other practitioner had an elderly client. I forgot how old she was, maybe in her 50s or 60s. And when they started working together, she was on like 10 or 12 medications. Mm-hmm. And when we work with one-on-one clients, we do a deep dive into their medications, contraindications, you know, side effects, all those things if they're on them. And I was talking to her one day and she was like, she's like, okay, so the doctor prescribed, she initially went in for IBS or something like that. The doctor prescribed this medication. Then after being on that medication, it caused another side effect. So she goes in and says, hey, I'm dealing with this. And the doctor prescribes another medication for that side effect. And then as a result of the other medication, another side effect ensued. And so when she goes back to the doctor and she's like, you know, my hair's falling out or I have headaches, he prescribes another medication.
Yeah.
So now it's like this connect the dots of which medication is causing which side effect. And they did. After 3 months, really got to the root of it, and she was able to come off of like 8 of them. And, you know, I think by the time that they ended working, she was only on 1 or 2 medications. Wow. But that's why I'm not a fan of that being the first route. Because if that's the first step before intervening on the preventative side with dietary changes, lifestyle changes, environmental changes, you will be on a lifetime journey of prescription medication after prescription medication. And some of these side effects are, I mean, they're just insane.
Yeah, insane.
Insane.
I dealt with that in my own personal, you know, I was addicted to prescription pills and I was sober 10 years ago. I walked into a doctor's office and I said, I was Miss Kentucky at the time and I was doing a million things in a day and I wasn't sleeping. And I was like, I can't focus anymore. I don't have any energy to do all these things. Right. Really, it was like, I was probably just doing too much.
You're probably just doing too much.
And I wasn't sleeping. But instead they were like, oh, even though I wasn't diagnosed ADD, they were like, here, Adderall will help you.
Correct.
And then I couldn't sleep. Then I got addicted to Ambien. And then I had so much anxiety from these two medications battling in my body that like then I started drinking too much.
Correct.
Like it's just one thing after another.
Cascade.
And then you just feel like a shell of a person and like rotten inside because you just don't even feel like you're a real living being anymore.
Yep.
Because every medications just make you.
Some of them make you numb.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the anxiety and depression medications, you're suppressing the mood. You're suppressing your emotions. So you do become a shell of a person.
Well, you numb out all of it. When you numb out the bad, you numb out the good.
Exactly.
I saw it with alcohol and all the other
things.
But and of course, there are certain instances where that is something that's necessary.
Right.
But I will say, in my own, I didn't really struggle much with like, you know, anxiety or depression or anything like that. But as my business grew, and I'm a sober person, you know, so I'm not taking anything for it, I definitely struggled with like constant, I guess you could call it anxiety, because I wake up in the middle of the night like worrying about things or thinking about things. And I didn't used to do that. And those things do change when I get my nutrition right.
Yeah.
I've seen it in my own life.
Well, let me just tell you, a lot of people don't know that like one of the root causes of anxiety and depression is nutritional deficiencies. Mm-hmm. So like if you're deficient in B vitamins, which are a wonderful source found in animal protein, mm-hmm. right? So many women and men don't eat enough protein. Mm-hmm. So they're deficient in these B vitamins. Well, the deficiency in the mm-hmm. B vitamins causes anxiety, worry, yeah. depression, paranoia. Like these are literally deficiencies
yeah.
or symptoms that are listed when you're deficient in these particular vitamins. So a lot of times when we optimize somebody's nutrition and make sure that they're eating the right things and eating mm-hmm. enough, right? Because especially women, it's like, oh, I don't want to gain weight. So I don't want to eat too much. They see the anxiety, the depression, the worry, yeah. all that stuff go away.
Yeah.
Because their body is now, you know, not nutritionally deficient.
Yeah.
We
have mutual friends that are clients of yours that I know yeah. because they've told me the story, and you know because you're working with them, that has completely disappeared.
Correct.
That anxiety has completely disappeared.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm glad that we talked about that, and I like your stance on it, that it's just like, try these other things first. Right. And, you know, on to the next thing, because this links. And you and I, our journey started with not fertility, but with having children. Yep. Our journey started because I could no longer carry a healthy pregnancy with the way that things were going. And I felt awful during my pregnancy with Shepherd. Look at how that ended up versus Sunday's pregnancy. And it is just so bizarre. So nutrition and fertility, or nutrition and carrying a pregnancy, I believe from personal experience, is extremely linked.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I have people in my life that I'm related to and like that I'm friends with that are like, I cannot get pregnant, or it's my issue, I cannot carry a pregnancy. Let's talk a little bit about nutrition and fertility. Like, what should people be eating when they're trying to get pregnant, or if they can't get pregnant? Do you think it could be linked to nutrition?
Yes, 1,000%. Metabolic dysfunction, more specifically. So blood sugar regulation is paramount for women who are struggling with infertility or miscarriages. And if you don't know if you have a blood sugar issue, you can get a metabolic panel run, or you can start tracking it yourself.
You can track your blood. You can get a blood sugar monitor
yes.
at Kroger or Publix
yes.
or CVS.
A glucometer at CVS, Walgreens.
And you can check your blood sugar, mm-hmm. and you probably have written somewhere what is the range supposed to be after you eat or in the morning. You know, the way that Amy eats is 3 balanced meals a day. She does yep. not like for you to snack. She lists yep. 3 balanced meals. Protein, fat, fiber.
Yeah.
Like, I've memorized the way. And then yes. the no snacking thing was something that I really had an issue with, because for our whole lives and like all these diets that were really fatty probably 15 years ago, the snacking, the nuts all the time and the cheese yep. all the time and stuff
we were like
that,
cows,
was really
grazing.
Like big. And you were like, no, because your body is constantly like fighting to regulate like your
yes,
blood sugar
and
again.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're constantly releasing insulin.
Yeah.
And then from a digestive standpoint, it takes about 4 to 5 hours for your body to properly digest food and do second sweeps. Like, you have hunger hormones in the body, mm-hmm. ghrelin and leptin. Mm-hmm. The way that I remember it is ghrelin, GR, right? Mm-hmm. That's the hormone that's responsible yeah. for telling you that you're hungry. We don't even get to the stomach growling, right? Because we're always eating.
Always eating.
Well,
yeah.
if you're always eating, you're also going to impair digestion because you're exhausting the necessary stomach acid, mm-hmm. your hydrochloric acid mm-hmm. in your stomach, and digestive enzymes. So you're never giving your digestive system a break from yeah. digesting.
Well, also the energy that it takes to continue
exactly.
to digest.
Yes.
I remember, like, I think it was during that, there was a Tony Robbins, like, conference that they did a video on Netflix. And I forget the question that he asked. I wish I could remember. And he was like, you know, what makes you feel good? And they were like, eating healthy food or something, like eating and all day. And he was like, does that really make you feel good? Eating all day, eating what's healthy food? And I remember like thinking about that, and I was like, I feel good whenever I eat one way, but like when I'm eating and grazing and eating chomps, I mean, I love to eat chomps and I snack a lot and pistachios and stuff like that, but I was eating way too much throughout the day. And I was eating, you like us to stop eating 7 p.m.
There's a reason
that
for
that.
That
was very, very hard for me to do.
Let me explain also. Why. So the reason why I tell people, and 7 p.m. is just a general guideline. What I really like to tell people to do is to stop eating when the sun goes down.
Okay.
Why is that? Your circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is just a term for your sleep and wake cycles. Mm-hmm. So when the sun comes up, there are hormones responsible mm-hmm. for waking you up. When the sun goes down, hormones like melatonin are responsible yeah. for keeping or for making you tired and sleepy and mm-hmm. you know, keeping you asleep. But something else that melatonin does that people don't realize is it also slows down different organs in the body and bodily processes in preparation for the body to rest, recover, and restore. One of those things is the pancreas. Hmm. What is the pancreas responsible for? Releasing insulin. Mm-hmm. So if melatonin, your sleep hormone, is responsible for making you tired and slowing down the pancreas from releasing insulin, you're not as metabolically flexible at night. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people will struggle with weight loss or their health, and they don't ever correlate the fact that they're eating way too late. Mm-hmm. So your blood sugar is not going to be as flexible if you're eating when the sun is not out.
Yeah.
Because everything in your body is telling you it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And this isn't something that we've dealt with for a long time in human history. Artificial light is a relatively new invention. Mm-hmm. So you look 100 years ago or 200 years ago, because I don't know when artificial light was invented. When was the light bulb invented? Thomas Edison? I forgot what year. But yeah. Back then, you worked when the sun was up. And you went to sleep when the sun was down because there was no light that you could turn on. And that is how our bodies were designed to work. And I think it's also good from like a work standpoint. Like when the sun's down, we should probably stop working too.
We should probably.
I'm not the best about that. But it goes, it's no different for your eating. And so that's where the science comes in behind that particular recommendation. But yeah, it might not be dark for everybody at 7 p.m.
Yeah. But I think that that's a good guideline.
Yes.
Okay. Can you, in a nutshell, and I know everyone's bio-individual, like we were talking about me, I had more blood sugar things. Some people may have anxiety, some people blah, blah,
some
blah.
Some people have digestive issues.
Yes. Can you tell me in a nutshell, what is the way that you teach to eat? What is the way, the Amy's way of wellness, like in a nutshell?
I think in a nutshell, you have to eat real food. That's first. So get rid of all the bagged, boxed, ultra-processed stuff. Mm-hmm. That's first. After you've mastered that, stick to three meals a day. Mm-hmm. And our parents always used to tell us that breakfast was the most important meal of the day. They were on to something.
Really?
Right? Because breakfast is going to set the tone for your blood sugar the rest of the day. Think about it. If you're starting the day on an empty stomach with a cup of coffee and a donut, your blood sugar is going to spike. You're going to release insulin. Mm-hmm. You're going to eventually crash. The afternoon's going to come around. You're going to feel tired and sleepy, like you want to take a nap. And then what do you have to grab? More sugar, more refined carbohydrates, more coffee. Then what happens? We get another spike and another dip and another crash.
Yeah.
And more fatigue and more tired. So eat real food, three meals a day. Make sure you have breakfast.
Okay.
And move your body. Mm-hmm. That's another piece of the puzzle that, like, obviously, you and I talk a lot about nutrition, but moving your body, exercising, and doing some form of weight or resistance training is also very, very, very important. Mm-hmm. From a glucose standpoint, the more skeletal muscle mass you have, the more regulated your blood sugar will be, because you can store excess glucose in the muscle. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have muscle, where do you store it?
Yeah.
As fat, adipose tissue. Mm-hmm. So I am a big proponent of muscle as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would probably be like in a nutshell. I mean, there's other factors at play that we could spend another 5 hours
but
talking about.
But those are the
about.
Basics. That's the basics.
I don't want to get too heavy into recommendations and changes and science, because I want to give your audience tangible things that they can do. Everybody, regardless of the condition that they have or where they're at in their health journey, can eat real food, can have three meals a day, and make sure that they have a balanced breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the three meals a day, can you tell the audience what you told me about the balance on that plate?
Yes. So the balance is going to look like protein, fat, and fiber. So protein are your amino acids, fats are your essential fatty acids, and fiber is soluble or insoluble fiber. So when we think of healthy sources of protein, I am an animal-based protein girl through and through. So you will not hear me recommending plant-based protein. Mm-hmm. And there's several reasons for that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into it. We would need a whole other episode for that.
We'll do it.
But animal-based protein. So think, you know, meat, poultry, fish, eggs, cheese. Healthy fats would be things like avocado, nuts, seeds, olives, coconut, even the fat from animals. And then healthy sources of fiber are your vegetables, your leafy greens, your fruits, or even some resistant starch that can be very helpful in feeding your gut microbiome and the bacteria that's in there. That's why I tell everybody to balance their plate. Those need to be the stars of your plate.
Yeah, the stars of your plate.
Your ultra-processed food should not be the star of your plate and should not be part of your daily rhythms and habits.
And then lastly, what do you feel about like supplements? Do you, because I feel like sometimes whenever I see people online or wherever in life, they're having an issue. It's not necessarily pharmaceutical, but they're like, oh, I'm having this deficiency or this issue. And they're just trying to find like a powder for it.
Yeah.
They're trying to, you know, so what are your feelings about supplements? Do you feel like taking vitamins or supplements? Are there any that you're like, oh, you need this, add this into your diet, or that you're like, don't? Because LMNT, for instance, you told me to drink. I still drink to this day.
Yep.
Because sodium is a good thing for you, correct?
Right. Which is well, the proper form of sodium. Yes. Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about like supplements, adding in things like that.
So I myself and my other practitioner, really our business in general, we are not supplement first practitioners because I've had clients who have come to me and they are on 10 supplements, which again, I prefer the supplement to a prescription medication if it's warranted. But they're on 10 supplements and they're still eating Chick-fil-A and drinking Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. And I was like, listen, love that you're taking that approach, right? We want to take the supplements instead of the prescription meds. Okay, great. But the thing that people need to understand is you can't supplement your way to health. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say that supplements don't have their time and place. They absolutely do. Mm-hmm. But what I like to do is I like to optimize eating first. That's why what we do is a three-step process. So restore your health. The second E in restore is a three. Mm-hmm. Because what we do is eating, environment, and extras. Mm-hmm. And extras is where the supplements come in, and that's last for a reason.
Yeah.
Without optimized eating and without a clean environment, the supplement isn't going to do much for you. Like, it might make you feel better for a little bit, but it's not going to be your long-term solution. Now, where I think supplements can be wonderful is, let's say eating is optimized, you know, you've made some healthy swaps in your environment and you still have some lagging symptoms that need, you know, some additional support. Because what I will say is we don't live in a perfect world. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you go, you will encounter toxins. You will encounter bad food. And so that's where I think supplements can be really helpful to help give the body a boost and give the body a support. Where I find supplements go wrong is when people are trying to use them as the way to get healthy.
Right.
Right. They're trying to take the supplement to be healthy instead of making the changes.
Yeah.
Where supplements are actually so helpful and so useful is when we have somebody who's already optimized their eating, already optimized their environment, and the supplement is giving that added support and boost.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like a gold mine.
Yeah.
People feel amazing at that point.
What kind of supplements do you like? Do you take any supplements?
Well, I prefer to do blood work and testing and then target my supplementation that way. So I recently stopped breastfeeding and my other practitioner will run my labs for me. I'll probably order them in the next month or so. And then based off my results, I'll see where I need additional support and then target my supplementation. Okay. Now, some general ones that I just kind of see based off of working with clients or students, electrolytes are important. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are dehydrated. Yeah. And so just pay attention to the ingredients of the electrolytes you're using. I see that people are very protein deficient. So, you know, if I can arm a busy mom with some protein powder to make a quick smoothie in the morning,
the as opposed to grabbing, is so good. I just ordered it. I reordered it.
As opposed to grabbing something, you know, from, you know, Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts. I love that. I do think having a probiotic on hand, and I say on hand because I don't think think people need to be taking probiotics every single day. But let's say you had to go on a round of antibiotics, right? Well, antibiotics, think about this, antibiotic, probiotic. So one is anti-life, the other one is pro-life. So antibiotics are going to obviously get rid of whatever bacterial infection you're dealing with, but it's also going to wipe your gut of all good and bad bacteria. So I like to have a probiotic on hand in case of something like that where I say, hey, when you're done with the antibiotic, go on a 3-month protocol with a probiotic. I do think that there are some great supplements to help support restful sleep, to help support blood sugar and energy levels. But then now I feel like we're getting into specifics of like what people could
and the bio exactly. The bio individual thing is a big thing for you.
Correct.
And it's basically what she means by saying something is a bio individual approach is like I have a whole different protocol than like Natalie Kennedy does, than the Rads do, than like we all are different. Like it is somebody may be trying to get off of a medication. You know, Natalie's been open about like having anxiety and like not being able to get out of bed and like all of these things that she was dealing with. Me, I had miscarriages, constant nosebleeds, and blood sugar irregularities. Yep. And so all of our cases were different.
All the cases are different. And that's where the extras is usually very different for everybody. I will say foundationally, eating is relatively the same. Well, what we teach is the same across clients, but not everybody comes to us struggling with the same things, right? So like you came to me addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. Not every client that comes to me is addicted to sugar, right? It might be another area. And we have some clients who, like we mentioned earlier, can't have nightshade vegetables, like have horrible digestive reactions to nightshade vegetables. I didn't have to eliminate nightshade vegetables with you. Yeah. So that's where the bio-individuality comes into play, because everybody's reaction is different. Mm-hmm. Like Natalie couldn't have dairy and gluten. You can have dairy fine.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like that's where the nuances of the recommendations are different. Now, am I telling every single one of my clients and students to eat real food? You better believe it. So there are some foundational principles that like everybody needs to be doing. And I shared those earlier. But yes, everybody's a bio-individual in the respect that everyone's coming to me at a different stage on their health journey with different issues, different concerns, different amounts of damage, different sensitivities or allergies. And supplementation is going to be drastically different too. So yeah, that's the approach that I take. I'm not going to tell you to eliminate dairy if you don't have a negative reaction to it. You know?
If you could tell people to only change one thing, what would it be?
This is so hard.
I know.
There's like 10 things I'd tell people to change.
Okay, maybe to do one the most important and then you can do a runner-up.
Okay, well, the most important is what you put at the end of your fork.
Eating whole foods.
So eating real food. Guys, you can literally reverse so many things just by eating real food. And when I say that, I mean like that's the only thing you eat is real food. None of this 80-20 stuff, like go all in 100% real food.
Yeah.
And then my sub recommendation, which I think is equally important, would be to toss the toxins.
Okay.
And that could be an entire other podcast episode. And people
because that's something
not...
I didn't really do with mine.
And let me tell you, if you want to tie this back to unexplained fertility issues. So obviously we talked a lot about nutrition and blood sugar when it comes to fertility. But people are not realizing that the products in their home can be contributing to fertility issues.
Because
why
of
is
the
that?
Hormone blocking,
Correct. A lot of your personal care products will include endocrine disruptors. What is an endocrine disruptor? It is a chemical or an ingredient that disrupts the endocrine system. The endocrine system is responsible for the release of hormones in the body. Well, when you're trying to get pregnant, you need those hormones working on, like, they need to be working correctly. So if you're using a body wash or a deodorant or cleaning products that are constantly disrupting that hormone release or secretion in the body, that can also be contributing to fertility issues. Health is so multifaceted. And I wish that I could, you know, say everything and teach everybody everything. But we, I mean, we don't have enough time for
that. But you have taught so much on this podcast already. And, you know, one of the things that you said to me in the beginning that made it very effective was it's, you know, you can hear people being like, you should do this and you should eat like this and you shouldn't eat this and all these things. You made me want it for other reasons. Yes, I wanted it so I could carry a pregnancy, but you were like, you're like, you, this is your life that God gave you and your body that God gave you. And like, you deserve, don't you want to feel good?
Yeah.
Don't you want your family to feel good? Don't you want to have energy to be a mom? And I thought about it through a different lens. And those are the things that I remembered from that you said to me on the hard days, and because I did have a lot of hard days where I just wanted to eat bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I think something else that is, that was helpful for you is y'all, I mean, y'all know Mallory on social media, but I have the privilege of knowing her outside of social media. She's the same, but this is one of the most hard working women I know. And I told her, I said, you are disciplined in every other area of your life. So what makes you think that you cannot be disciplined in this area?
Yeah.
And so convincing clients of that, because I do work with a lot of high-level clients
Yeah.
who are
so good at so many things.
So disciplined and so good at what they do. And this is the one area that they're like,
it's so true.
I don't know why I don't have control over this area. And when I told you that, I do feel like a little light bulb went off. Like, you know what? You're right.
I still think about that.
Mm-hmm. I am disciplined. Mm-hmm. And I'm really good at what I do. And I can do this.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so for those of you that are listening, if you're struggling, like, I would challenge you to look at other areas of your life that you're crushing it.
Yeah.
That you're disciplined. Mm-hmm. That you do the things that you have to do mm-hmm. to get them done. Mm-hmm. So that you can get, you know, whatever product or result you're after. Mm-hmm.
And remind yourself and of remind like who yourself. You are and that you can do it, because it doesn't make sense of why you can do it in every other aspect of your life, but you can't do it in arguably the most important.
It matters the most. Yeah. We're on the Living Fully podcast. Mm-hmm. You cannot live fully if your health is not.
If you don't have your health, you have nothing. Yeah,
I agree. And that's the one thing that is good and bad about health. Health doesn't discriminate. Mm-mm. It doesn't care how much money you have, how little money you have. What your job is, mm-hmm. what your status is, if you're famous or not. Like, mm-hmm. if you're doing things that are going to damage your body, you cannot buy your way to health.
Yeah, you can't.
Because you look, hear about Jobs. These stories. Exactly. And I was going to use that example. So you hear these stories about these very wealthy people who are diagnosed with cancer mm-hmm. or other, you know, terminal illnesses. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I have the best medical team. I'll take a drug or I'll take a pill or mm-hmm. I'll do this experimental treatment and it'll be fine. You can't buy your way to health.
You can't.
So it doesn't matter whether you're Joe Blow on the street or you're Steve Jobs. Like, you have to make the changes. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is really unique about health. It's like the one area of life that it requires mm-hmm. work, effort, and mm-hmm. change mm-hmm. no matter who you are.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, mm-hmm. no matter where you come from, mm-hmm. like, everyone can be healthy. Mm-hmm. But it all comes down to you deciding to make the changes and sticking with mm-hmm. it. And that's where results happen. Mm-hmm. It's consistency over a long period of time. Because what I do, y'all, is not a weight loss program. Mm-hmm. It ain't no Whole30, mm-hmm. okay? Like, I will never tell somebody that in 30 days their health is going to change, because everybody's different. But I know in experience that the people who stick with it the longest and are the most consistent mm-hmm. are the ones that mm-hmm. see the mm-hmm. results.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. And that is a perfect way to wrap it up. And this was an excellent podcast, and you re-inspire me every time I talk to you, because you make me want it.
So you're going to give up the coffee.
I didn't say that, but it makes me consider it. I'm like, these are the things I will not give up. Amy has a lot of clients that I'm sure are tough, but I'm sure I ranked up there. Some of the tougher ones, but you know, we have a lot of love for each other, and we are also like very good friends outside of talking about nutrition. And Amy has been there for me and with me through a lot of really hard times. She's the only person that knows a lot of things. And I'm just very grateful to have a friend like that, especially a friend that knows all these things that you know.
Hey, well, I'm grateful for you even believing in me when I didn't even, like, I wasn't even certified. I'm like, but I know I can help you, sister.
You were certified by the Lord.
Yeah, okay. When you feel like you're not equipped, the Lord equips you.
Okay, tell everybody where they can find you and follow along and get the freebie. Reiterate that one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I am on Instagram at Amy Migdalia. We have a website, www.amymigdalia.com. That is where you can, there's a tab on the website that says work with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has all of our offerings there. We open up spots to work with us once a year. That's it. So every December we open up one-on-one spots, but those are very limited. And then our group option opens every mm-hmm. January.
Okay.
So we have wait lists for both of those. And we have a wait list for the lab testing and protocol membership that should be launching later this year. So get on one of those wait lists. When you do, you'll get an email with all the details, and pricing. And then, the sneaky ingredients mm-hmm. resource that I think is super helpful. So if you're somebody who is struggling to read labels or you don't feel confident going into the grocery store, visit www.amymigdalia.com/sneaky ingredients. And it is a completely free resource.
Perfect.
For you to download. Perfect. And it will go through all 10 ingredients that you want to avoid on a label, why, and the Great. Different products that this can be found mm-hmm. in.
And what about the index and the healthy swaps and the recipe, like the e-cookbook? Yes. Is any of that like live all the time? Or?
Yes. So on the website, there is a shop tab. Mm-hmm. And You can shop all the Healthy Swap indexes there. We also have an e-cookbook. Mallory kind of inspired that. I love that.
Because I kept on leaking her recipes.
Yeah. She said, you know, so for our clients, we have this database of recipes because myself and my other practitioner, we cook a lot. We love to cook. Mm-hmm. And so we've had just tried and true recipes that we've stored. And anytime a client needed, you know, some inspo, we just like send them a recipe. And so when Mallory and I were working together, I would send her a bunch of recipes and she's like posting about it. And then she was like, should I be posting about this? You know, you should make a cookbook.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget. It was time. It was like 2 weeks later, we had it done. Or maybe
I know. I've never
later,
seen somebody like, operate as quickly as you operate.
That's exactly what you
it's
said.
It's insane, honestly, your productivity with three children and no help. It's totally insane.
So we made a cookbook for Mallory, really. And it has, I believe, 45 recipes in
it.
Oh,
and they're awesome.
And they're easy to
follow.
They're
awesome. That Zuppa Toscana and the
favorite
chicken salad recipe that you have so many fantastic recipes in there.
Yeah, so that's also found on the shop tab. The Healthy Swap indexes come down towards the end of each year. Okay. So if, what is it? It's July. Mm-hmm. So we have a few more months before we take that down to re-update.
So you can
always
purchase that.
You can always purchase that until we take it down.
Great.
Once we take it down, you can't purchase it until we relaunch it, the updated version. Because like Mallory said, big companies can buy out small companies, or sometimes the small companies go out of business, or maybe a company released, like got rid of a particular product in their line of products, and that happens all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Those are all things Amy. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Yes. Thank you for everything that you've done in my life. Because when I look at Sunday every day, I know God creates babies. You know, it's not, I know you don't take credit for that. Yeah. But I believe that the reason I could carry that healthy pregnancy was because of you and the changes that I made in my life you guided me to make.
You're the one who made the changes, though. I didn't do that work.
I did. But we, you know, there was a lot of accountability and handholding from your side for me as a client. So
that's okay. That's what I'm there for, the accountability.
And I'm so glad to bring this to the audience because your episode is in our top three listened episodes of almost 100 podcasts.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm honored. Because you've had some really great episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Really great episodes. But they really like yours. But I also think people are hungry to change their lives. And they don't know where to start. So I'm really glad that we were able to do this because we talked about totally different things. This was an amazing podcast. And I hope that it's a resource to all of you. And continue to follow Amy. And you're going to continue to be inspired to change your life and to restore your health.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, thank you so much, Amy. And thank you guys so much for listening to the Living Fully podcast. I will link everything Amy Migdalia in the show notes. I know you guys are going to love this episode and be super blessed by it. So thanks for listening and tune in soon for more. Hey, friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today.